My brothers and sisters, your good fortune will only arise if you take shelter under the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. A devotee who has tried many things to elevate his life or her life will find that the last obstacles which are there can actually only be conquered by Srimati Radharani's mercy. Some of you have experienced that that when you wish to advance in your spiritual life, sometimes Krishna puts quite some heavy tests on your way. These tests can become so intense that we actually feel incapable of crossing them, and we become discouraged sometimes. But no one should despair, because the most merciful Radharani is still there. And my story will be just about this subject matter. When everything fails, go to Srimati Radharani. Once there was a Brahmana in Haridwar. He lived very nicely at the Ganga and earned a good living by being the Dan Pandit for the many visiting pilgrims. He would help them to pronounce mantras before taking a bath in the Ganga to free themselves from sin. And he earned quite good. Then he heard from a group of Brajabasis that Krishna is eternally living in the land of Vrindavan. He heard that every single piece of dust in Vrindavan is more valuable than all holy places. And he heard that once the king of all holy places, Prayagraj, had come to Pavan Sarovar, thrown himself into the dust and rolled there laughing, "Ha ha, now I'm free from sin," which all the people dump on me in Prayag. Prayagraj. Yes, the king of all holy places goes to Braj. The Brahmana thought, "I don't know, I also go to Braj." Yes, so he came to Vrindavan, like many pilgrims come, with the greatest of hopes and high expectations. And by, they were all disappointed. He became so sick. He attributed it to the water, because he was used to drinking only pure Ganga water in Haridwar. He was disturbed by the heat and the mosquitoes. One test after the other arrived before his door. Finally, he was very frustrated. And he had just baked a plate of prasadam. He did his prayers. And then the most unexpected happened. He saw a little boy, bluish color, running to his plate, and he ran away with his plate, full plate. Now this is the last tragedy which can happen in the life of a Brahmana. Imagine you have fasted the whole Radhastami, and then you have your peace plate there, and you are just about to start to dive into it, and then some little Malanikov comes and steals your plate with the content. The Brahmana was so absolutely frustrated that he decided to start next morning on his return journey to Haridwar. Oh, no. But he didn't have his plate. For Brahmanas, it's important to take prasadam. You need a plate to do that. He just was thinking, oh, if this boy comes back and at least brings me my plate. And he complained to the people, you Krishna, is just making one test after the other. Finally, I came to Braj and then my plate is gone with prasadam. He was lamenting and lamenting until finally a bridge basi came. You don't know. Here in Braj, Krishna is not the supreme. Higher and more influential than Krishna is Srimati Radharani. When Krishna has done some mischief and cannot see Srimati Radharani, he is heartbroken. Yes, when Radharani rejects Krishna, he rejects all his ornaments, goes to Radhakund and cries and cries and rolls himself in the ground. Everyone is dependent on Krishna, but Krishna is dependent on Radharani. This is my tip. You are a Brahmana, do with this information what you think is wise. Okay, said the Brahmana. I know writing. I will write a formal letter of complaint about Krishna, and I will somehow get this letter into Srimati Radharani's hand. He got a leap. He wrote letter of complaint. Krishna promises to take care of his surrendered souls. It's a shastra. But I came to Vrindavan explicitly to surrender, and everything is gone. My health, my concentration, my sadhana, and my prasadam plate. He wrote some other things, and then he decided to deliver the letter of complaint. At the moment when he was rising up, he saw a little boy. Ramana, please stay. Here is your plate. Someone stole it. I was hearing about it and got the plate back for you. It's full with prasadam. And I have some influence here in this area. Every day you will get prasadam. And I have also some influence here. There is a very nice hut here. It is a suitable for your sadhana. But the Brahmana said, no, just give me my plate. I'm going to Haridwar. This Krishna is too much for me. So the boy gave him his plate. Then the Brahmana thought, well, how do I get this letter to Radharani? He asked some rich basis, where is Radharani? And they told him, she resides on the sacred mountain in Ashana. went to Varshana. At the foothill of Varshana is a very important kund. It is called the Vrishabhanu kund. Yes, it's a Visha Nivana. You need to go to all these places. It is a place where Srimati Radharani used to take bath with her father when she was very young, a little small. Now you will find many buffaloes bathing in the in the Vrishabhanu kund. But still, it is has a very sanctified atmosphere. You take shelter there and read and chant, you will have a very divine spiritual experience. When I go to Varshana, I always make sure to stay in the very peaceful atmosphere of Vrishabhanu kund. Our Brahmana went there. And he was calling, is there anyone who can deliver a letter of complaint to Radharani, please? Please come. Come forward. I am a simple Brahmana. I have written a letter which Radharani needs to read. At this time, one of the Sakis, that is the girlfriends of Srimati Radharani, heard the calling Brahmana. And like it is customary for these great personalities, she took the form, a different form. She took the form of a lady who was baking cow dung patties for cooking. Yeah. You must know, Sanatana Goswami says in Vrindavan, often the eternal associates of Lord Krishna take forms to help you. For instance, some of the eternal associates appear as trees. That's why when you go to Vrindavan, you must be very careful with the trees. And you can actually go to these trees, put your head on their roots, and pray for some spiritual blessing, and most of the time it will be surely fulfilled. But the great associates can also appear by taking a human form, as they have done frequently, for instance, in the life of Syamananda. So she said, my son is a pujari, and he can deliver that letter. Please give it to me. And she took that letter and went up into the forest of Varshana, where there was a beautiful swing. On the swing sat Srimati Radharani with a beautiful crown and a merciful smile. And she was surrounded by millions of Sakis. You must know in Varshana, even when Krishna wants to go there, he has to dress in a sari, because only female persons can go there, not male persons. Mm-hmm. Have you visited in Vashana the Lal temple? There's Krishna is there in the Zari. So that eternal associate came with a letter of complaint of the Brahmana and gave it to Srimati Radharani, who was on the swing. And Radharani said, oh, he has come to Braj and he is disappointed? This is not possible that anyone comes to Vrindavan and becomes disappointed in his spiritual life. Bring that Brahmana to me. Saki said, he is a very restless, rebellious person. I don't think you want to see him. He has come to Vrindavan and no one should leave my kingdom being disappointed. Bring him immediately. Are you sure? Yes. So immediately that associate turned back into the elderly lady and came to the Brahmana and said, the person to whom you have written the letter of complaint wants to see you personally. And at this moment, the Brahmana followed that person, the lady. And when he came into the forest of Vrindavan, of Vashana, he actually perceived how all of a sudden the trees there turned into jeweled trees. And he saw that there was a big swing. And on the swing, he saw the most beautiful personality. Her effulgence was as beautiful as molten gold. And there were many wonderful sakis with chamaras and peacock fans. And as he began to look more closely, he saw next to her that little boy who had given his plate back. And the boy was shaking his hand. Don't say anything, he was gesturing. I'm already in so much trouble from this Radharani. She's the queen of Vrindavan. I never do this again. And then the Brahmana fell into a deep swoon. Deep unconsciousness. And when he woke up, he only could sing Radhe, 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 and so on. My dear devotees, don't think that these are just stories which could not also happen to devotees in this modern age. Many devotees have reported when they went to Vrindavan that it was very difficult for them. Until the moment came where they sincerely prayed to Srimati Radharani. There's one very nice Mataji, a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who felt very weak when the Parikram party was there last year. She couldn't go with the devotees on Govardhan Parikrama and Radhakund and Suryakund and so on, and felt very heartbroken, and therefore stay back in the temple and pray to Radharani. One day her mother returned from Parikram and said, I have heard that you pray for sometimes 4 hours. What do you pray for? And this young Mataji said, I'm praying that Radharani takes me before from this world, before you, if she takes you, mother, or before she takes my spiritual master. This is not a good prayer, said the mother. What shall I do when you leave the world before me? It is unnatural. I will cry and cry. No, she said, you take care of so many people. You have so many daughters, and so does Guru Maharaj. But I only have one mother and one Guru Maharaj. So after this, they returned to Pune, and the daughter became healthy again. And there was a day when she passed her exam. She was very happy. I have won. And her mother was was offering her the prasadam. But all of a sudden she said, I'm not hungry. And she went to the bathroom, and when she came back, she said, I have vomited blood. Oh, said the mother, this is not a good sign. Rest a little. But the daughter could not rest, and a nurse was called. Quickly, the nurse reported that again the internal bleeding, which had been the problem of this Mataji, had started. And quickly she was hurled off to the hospital. She had fainted on the way. And then she woke up, she said, I want a picture of Radharani and my beads. And then it was brought, and she chanted Hare Krishna, went into a coma, and went back to Vrindavan. Yes, she left her body and went back to the eternal spiritual world. Radharani had just called her to come to Vrindavan, and she, you know, knowing that her life was fragile, had prayed to Radharani for a blessing, and this blessing was granted. She went back to the spiritual world. Krishna consciousness is very, very much about getting mercy. Mercy of the devotees, and mercy of Lord Nityananda, and certainly also mercy of Srimati Radharani. See, most of the Hare Krishna people, also in Serbia, have a wrong understanding of Krishna consciousness. They think by my own endeavor I will make advancement. If I chant good my rounds, then I make advancement. If I go on pilgrimage, if I distribute a lot of Knigovsky, if I do so many things, then I make advancement. This is a particular understanding which is born in which is associated in India with the Karma Kanda understanding, that I do such and such and then I get such and such result. But Krishna consciousness functions in a different law. Here, passive advancement is there, which means that a person has to get the mercy, and the mercy is the active principle for his advancement. Krishna's mercy is much stronger than your own abilities and activities can ever be, even if you become a super yogi. So in Krishna consciousness we should really endeavor, but we should endeavor in the right direction. We should endeavor to get the mercy. Endeavor is necessary also on the mercy part. You have to show Krishna that you really care for his mercy. But the mercy, on the other hand, is a principle which is not dependent on anything else than Krishna or Radharani. The mercy of Radharani and Krishna flow freely. They have hidden their mercy, for instance, in the deity form. The Kripa Shakti of Radha and Krishna are especially vibrant also in the holy names. Yes, and in this way the devotee endeavors to get the mercy of the deities and the holy names. And by that divine energy advancement is possible, not your own energy. At the end of the Sanatana Goswami's masterpiece Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Parikshit Maharaj, who speaks to Uttara just minutes before his departure from this world, says something very important. Parikshit Maharaj said, "Mother, I soon have to leave this world. I want to give you a tip. Somehow endeavor to go to Vrindavan on this earth and there get the dust of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna." The Sanatana Goswami explains what this means. We should endeavor to get the mercy. And the place where we direct our endeavor, as Sanatana Goswami says, is the mercy of the devotees. Through the mercy of the devotees, the mercy of Radha and Krishna travel to us in this world. Hare Krishna, this is one thing I wanted to say. Those of us who have just visited us for a short time for Radhashtami, I want to request you to read our little rules which we have made for this summer camp. While we are on the summer camp, we want to act towards devotees as if our spiritual success depends on the quality of this interaction. Mm-hmm. We feel during the summer camp that Krishna can reveal himself to his devotees, and that's why we want to be very careful with devotees on the summer camp. Please, all those of you who stay, please stay and more stay. But if you can't stay, come back please on Sunday at the Sunday feast at 4 o'clock. I can guarantee you that this will be no longer Serbia, but it will be the spiritual world, because devotees are very attentive during this week towards caring for other devotees. We make this experiment for 1 week, and then we want to be surprised by the results. So just to express her affection for Krishna, she did some service. She made a beautiful flower garland for Lord Krishna, which each flower which she put on the needle and on the string was an expression of her profound love and affection for the Lord of her heart. She gave that garland with tears of love to Vrinda Devi and said, "Vrinda Devi, please deliver the garland to Krishna." Vrinda Devi thought, Krishna has a very, very dear sakha called Subal, and she gave the garland to Subal sakha so that Subal could deliver it to Lord Krishna. Subal took the garland and looked everywhere for Krishna, but he couldn't find him. He was not near the Govardhan hill. The cowherd friend said, "We don't know where he is." He was not at the bank of the Yamuna. He was not under the Vamsi Vata tree. Where was Krishna? Subal looked for a long time. And then he found him. Krishna was at Radhakund sitting on a stone. He was crying. "Oh Radhe, Radhe, Radhe." Subal said, my dear Lord, what is the matter? "I need to see Radharani fast." "But at this time," said Subal, "she's at the house of Yatila. It's midday time. There is no chance that Radharani will come here. Yatila guards her like a prison guard would guard a prisoner."
But
Krishna said, "I cannot wait for Radharani. You must bring her. You are intelligent. Please bring her." Subal understood. Then Krishna said, "If you don't bring Radharani, I will quickly go to the Yamuna and drown myself. That's the end of me." Yes. So Subal understood something needed to be done. You know, Vrindavan lives on Krishna's presence. I mean, all the inhabitants there only live for Krishna. So he decided to go to the house of Yatila. Maybe I get an idea. Maybe some arrangement can be done. Now, as he was going, Yogamaya, who brings always the divine and the devotee together with God, or the, also brings the divine couple together, and made inspired him.
I tako dok je išla prema kući, Yoga Maja koja uvijek radi na tome da spoji bhakti sa gospodinom, a isto tako da spoji božanski par i napravila razne.
If you want to act on the material platform, you must be inspired by Mahamaya.
Ako želite da djelujete na materijalnom nivou, vas će onda inspirisati Mahamaya.
You get the ideas for your material life from Mahamaya. And if you wish to be inspired on the spiritual platform, you need the inspirations from Yogamaya. Mahamaya is the separating energy, and Yogamaya is the energy which brings union.
Mahamaya je energija koja raspaja, a Yogamaya je energija koja spaja.
Yes, so Subal got an inspiration from Yogamaya. He came to the house of Yatila. You must know, the house of Yatila is arranged like this. There's a gate and like a square around it, and inside is a court, and in the court is another house of Srimati Radharani.
Zatilna kuća je uređena na takav način da prvo imate kapiju, onda je tu ograda, glasa ograda, onda u sredini je dvorište i unutra se nalazi jedna posebna kuća.
Krishna. So, when Yatila saw a friend of Lord Krishna, she immediately began to shout in a very high voice, "What are you doing here? You are a friend of that black person. Get away! Get out here! Fast! Rizzo!" Subhad said, no, I have lost my calf. Somewhere, I have searched everywhere. Govardhan, Yamuna, I just can't find it. The calf must be here somewhere. Can you just look inside your house? There must be my calf. But Yatila shouted out in protest. I have just eaten, I can't move. She was sitting at the entrance of the door. How can I move after eating? I think after this feast you will also think like this. Yeah. It's not done after eating, you should rest, not move around. You go yourself and look inside the house. This was just the plan of Subal. He went inside the court and went directly into the room of Srimati Radharani. Oh, Radhe, Krishna needs to see you fast. Says Radharani, I also want to see him. I just made a garland this morning for him. Yes, said Subal, and I gave that garland to Krishna, but he was crying. Crying for you. Yes, said Radharani, but I can't get out of this house. Yatila is at the entrance and guards it like death personified. No, said Yatila, said Subal, I have an idea. We look very similar. You take my cloth and I will dress in your sari. Radharani is very shy. She cannot just undress like this in front of anyone. So she went to some
But a small room.
And there she dressed like Subal. With a beautiful turban, a nice blouse, and a colored dhoti. Then Radharani said with great fear, "So what should I do now? Let me first inspect you," said Subal. "No, only Krishna can look at me. I'm not looking like that." Well, it's a little high here. This is not how I look," said Subal. "You must take..." Oh, and then he had the idea. "You take the calf and hold it here. And then, what should I say?" said Radharani, "when I pass Jatila? Say, Jai Shri Krishna." So Radharani very fearfully went with that calf, who was hanging blissfully there by Jatila. "Oh," said so Jatila said, "oh, you have found your calf?" Subal said in the voice of Radharani said in the voice of Subal, "Jai Shri Krishna." "Too much," said Jatila. Go to this womanizer Krishna." Radharani felt blissful. She had the personal order of Jatila. And she quickly ran into the forest of Vrindavan. In the meantime, Krishna was sitting on his stone. He felt very despondent. He made sounds like sounds like this, only much more beautiful. So that time Subal, no, Radharani came in the dress of Subal. It's called the Subal Vesh. "Oh, you," said Krishna, "I asked for Radharani."
Opati.
Radharani said, "It's impossible to get Radharani away from Yatira. Why, the god of death, Jatila, is guarding Radharani." So Krishna began to cry. And Radharani saw the tears of Krishna. She wiped the tears away. And when Krishna felt the touch of Radharani, he was electrified. He looked to what he thought is Subal. At that time, the wonderful hair, which are like a swarm of black bees, came out of Radharani, came out of the turban, and Krishna saw, "Oh, you have very long hair." Yes, then Radharani took Krishna's flute away and played on the flute, and then Krishna knew, this is Radha. And in this way the divine couple met. But what happened to Subal? Subal was in a very dilemma-like situation. What if Yatila would find out the trick? So he was there, and then all of a sudden Yatila, who was also inspired by Yogamaya, said, "Hey Radhe, hey Radhe." All your girlfriends are ready to walk to Suryakund. You should also go there to make the offering to Suryadev. So that Abhimanyu, your husband, can get millions of cows by the blessings of Suryadev. This was Subhas chance. He made like a veil, like the girls do when they go outside the house in Vraj. Sometimes Atma Bhu also makes like this. Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, when it's cold, yeah. When it's cold, yes. Yes. So they, in Vraj, the girls always go just very chaste up to here, they have the rise. Oh, Krishna! Jai Sri Radhe! Then Subal could escape the house and went to, and then they met a Suryakund, but that I tell you in the afternoon. Now we will open the altar completely. And please, all of you, come together for the Aratika to Srimati Radharani, and then we will all come together in the transcendental feast, Radhastami feast. Out a very special holy place, very, very special pastimes regarding Srimati Radharani takes place. Now Narayani and Mayu have to go to Bosnia. Sretanput, Hare Krishna. You must know that there is a very special relationship to Lord Krishna, which is called the Parakiya Rasa. Parakiya Rasa means the love which a heroine feels towards the hero, a love which is outside the bonds of marriage. Now, when this rasa appears in this material world, it is something objectionable. How can a married woman be together with someone with whom she is not married? But in the spiritual world, this is the highest intensity of a loving relationship, an intensity which is not held back by social convention and its law. The parakia ras, or the unmeted, unvetted love, is more intense and more, and therefore more desirable in the spiritual world. Now you must know that Lord Krishna is the husband of everyone, even those who have male bodies in this material world. Even those souls are related to Lord Krishna. They are his part and parcels. So therefore, because everyone is part of Krishna, there's really nothing objectionable when the married gopis are together with Lord Krishna. We even hear that the people, the gopis, are married to are only the shadows of Lord Krishna. Radharani's husband is the shadow of Krishna, called Abhimanyu. Hare Krishna. So, good. Once, the yogini Purnamasi, who has white hair and lives in a hut near the Yamuna, went to Yatila, the mother-in-law of Radharani. And she asked Yatila, "Are you fully satisfied in all respects?" Yatila said, "No, Purnamasi. The relationship between Radha and my son Abhimanyu is not normal. Abhimanyu always sleeps with the cows outside of the home of Srimati Radharani. He's never together in the night with Radharani. And then there's always this rumor that Radha only loves Krishna. This is giving me too much pain." "Oh," said Purnamasi, "tomorrow is Sunday. It is a very good day for worshipping the sun god Surya Narayan. Tomorrow I will take you and Radharani and some of your girlfriends, the Sakhi, to Surya Kund, which is the place of Surya Narayan. And there we will do a wonderful puja. Surya Narayan will certainly fulfill the desire which you have that Srimati Radharani is together with her rightful husband." "Bring Radharani along and all the articles which you require for the puja. Moshe?" And Yatila smiled from ear to ear. "Yes, I will certainly come tomorrow with you to Surya Kund." Now, on that day, something very special had happened. Krishna had been called to meet Srimati Radharani at the banks of Radha Kund. Krishna was very, very much eager to meet his most beloved Radha. And when he came to the banks of Radha Kund and saw Srimati Radharani, he felt overwhelmed. You must know that in the midst of the Radha Kund, there's a little island, and on this island, it's called the Ananga Manjari Kunj, Srimati Radharani was dressed very beautifully as the queen of Vrindavan. And then she was just dressed for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna came to the bank of Radha Kund walking up and down. Ananga Manjari, who was with Srimati Radharani on that island in Radhakund, took the mirror so that Radharani could see herself, and then she just took the mirror and flashed it towards Krishna. Like we may have a mirror, and I may take the mirror and take Murari Chaitanya in the mirror, and then I might flash the mirror image towards Madan Gopal, and he sees Murari Chaitanya. This most probably would not impress Madan Gopal very much. But when Lord Krishna saw the reflected mirror of Srimati Radharani, he was so totally impressed that he lost his consciousness, fell on the ground, and even lost his transcendental turban, because Radharani is very beautiful. So when Lalita saw that Krishna was lying on the ground, Lalita simply took the flute of Lord Krishna and said, "You cruel flute, you are hard-hearted because you are made from bamboo, and you are full of many natural mistakes because you have so many holes. You are giving us gopis so much problem, because whenever we hear your sound, when we leave everything and we just come running and running to where Krishna blows you, and this is a great problem because we have to leave everything behind, our households and everything, just to meet Krishna. So because you are so hard-hearted, cruel, and so full of many natural mistakes, therefore, I'm stealing you now." And Radharani took the flute in her braid. Lalita. And hit the flute at the most perfect hiding place which is there in the universe. Later Krishna woke up from his swoon and had many transcendental pastimes at Radhakund. And at the end of these pastimes, Krishna was invited by Radharani for a game of dice. They were playing with jeweled dice. Radharani said, "What will you wager, Sia?" "I will wager my favorite buck." Do you know what is a buck? It's a male deer. How do we say? Yellen, but a male yellen. Yeah. So Radharani said, "Okay, then I will wager my favorite female yellen." So Krishna was throwing the dice, and he already feared something. Radharani threw her dice. Said, "Oh, Syama Sundar, I have won." "Okay, so next you should wager your Kustubha Mani." And Radharani said, I will wager my nose pearl, very treasured gift." Syama Sundar was throwing with great hesitation, because he knew Radharani is game. Radharani very coolly said, "Oh, Syam Sundar, I think you shouldn't play dice. For this you need a little intelligence. You can fight with sticks very nicely, these sports where you need muscular strength. But this dice playing you should leave to us who have a little more intelligence. And the gopi said, yeah. Then he said, okay, now we will have a very serious game. Are you ready? Krishna said, okay. You wager your flute and I wager my kachapavina, the instrument. Of course, Radharani won. Krishna wanted to say, this was not a fair play. Let me try again. And Krishna tried again, but he again lost. So this time, he wanted, Madhu Mangala screamed out, oh Syam, now you have lost everything. You have lost your flute. And Krishna tried to reach where his flute was in the bell, but there was no flute. Where did I put my flute? When did I have my flute last? And he said, Madhu Mangal, you are a great astrologer. Find out where's my flute. Madhu Mangal was drawing lines and said, according to my astrological calculations, Lalita Sakhi has your flute. But Lalita, just before Madhu finished his astrological calculations, had taken her flute to Srimati Radharani, and Radharani had put the flute into her braid. This is where the pastime closed at that time. So now, so Radharani went back, and she slept at Yavat, at the house of Yatila. And the next day, she went with Yatila and Purnamasi where? To Suryakum, yes. To do what? To perform the Surya Puja, to worship the sun god. So she went with all her sakis. And you must know, when Radharani walks through the forest of Vrindavan, it is such a beautiful scene, because her effulgence turns the whole forest of Vrindavan gold when she goes. And she walks very, very beautifully. She's associated with all her sakis. And it is quite an amazing scene. She walks as elegantly as a swan walks. And all the living beings are totally fascinated by her overwhelming beauty. So she went to Suryakund. In Suryakund, this transcendental procession stopped, and Yatila said, Purnamasi, we don't have any pujaris to perform the Surya Puja. Purnamasi said, why don't you go in the village, and there you will certainly find some brahmanas. So Yatila went into the village quite eager to have some brahmanas, and all of a sudden saw two wonderful looking brahmanas. One was bluish and had a white dhoti on and a wonderful brahman thread, and the other was golden colored but had a round belly and a huge seeker. Yatila said, who are you? And the young one said, with the blue one with a very sweet voice said, I'm so-and-so Sharma Brahman. I'm from Mathura. What can you do? I have learned everything from Garga Muni, and I'm especially expert in the Surya Puja. And this is my friend. He can eat tremendous amount of yakic offerings. He is a very capable Brahmin. So Yatila begged the two, please perform the Surya Puja for my wonderful darling daughter. We are inexperienced. But the Brahmin said, oh, we are not sure. We cannot go with you villagers because there is a great chance that we will become impure in heart. Yatila begged them, no, you two brahmanas, come with us. You have to perform the puja, please. So Krishna said, Krishna Madhumangal went, and as soon as Radharani saw Krishna, she was in ecstasy. She had never imagined that Krishna would meet her right before the doubting eyes of Yatila. And now Krishna was there, dressed as a brahmana, and he began to say, give instructions what they should do. First, said Krishna, Yatila, Purnamasi, and Radha, you must perform your ablution and your bath in the Surya Kund. And when you are in the Surya Kund, I will chant the prayers, and you please chant after me. This is exactly what happened. The three women went into the Surya Kund, and Krishna began to chant mantras, and they followed Krishna's chanting. At the moment where Yatila chanted, she saw the sun god appearing before him. When Radharani chanted, she saw also Krishna appearing before her and was very much in ecstasy. So they chanted the different mantras and then came out, and then Krishna led Radharani in the most amazing mantras. The mantras were so wonderful that the sun could not travel any longer on the horizon. It became spellbound and listened to Krishna's beautiful mantras, which all had a double meaning. They meant to Yatila something, but for Radharani they meant the most esoteric and erotic meanings, which had to do with the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And at the end, Krishna said, now you must circumambulate the brahmanas. And Radharani went around Krishna, and she said, he said to Yatila, Yatila, you must also circumambulate me. And Yatila and Radharani went around Krishna, which is only done when a girl marries a husband, then the girl will marry, will circumambulate the husband as a sign of marriage. So at this stage, I want to say to I do not know. There's so much noise outside. Maybe you can tell the children to play just somewhere else. Now they are silent. So at this time of the day, something very wonderful happened. Srimati Radharani went before Surya Narayan, paid her most respectful obeisances, and when she paid the most respectful obeisances, the flute fell out of her braid. Clang, 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 and rolled just before the feet of Yatila. Yatila was furious. What has happened? I always knew that you were together with Krishna, and now it has been proven. Krishna, the Brahmana, had immediately an answer to save Radharani. He said, Yatila, why are you always so negative? Then Radharani went by Govardhan Hill, the flute which Krishna had forgotten on the Govardhan Hill just fell clink, 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 down the Govardhan Hill and fell into the braid of Srimati Radharani. Shwoop! And that's why the flute is there. Not because Radharani was with Krishna. She's never with Krishna. But can I ask you something? I need a Guru Dakshin, and I'm perfectly satisfied with this flute. And in this way, that yes, you take this flute of this rascal Krishna. And she gave the flute back to Lord Krishna. Krishna laughed at Radharani. So then they went, Radharani and Tila left Suryakund, and Krishna had his flute back. Srimati Radharani so much wanted to see Lord Krishna that when she left Suryakund, she felt, oh, I have to now be separated from Krishna. So secretly, she ripped her garland with pearls. The pearls all fell down on the ground. She said, oh, Yatila, I must gather my pearls. So she bowed down, and while she picked up the pearls, looked at Krishna, the Brahmana, and then left to her home in Yavat. So this is a very nice pastime. I was very fortunate to stay in Suryakund last year. It is a very beautiful temple which you can still visit at the present day. It is really, really nice. Even the Vyasasana is very inspired. Very authentic. And the Suryakund is now a very nice little lake, and there is this temple which has maybe the oldest deity of Braj. When you look at this deity on normal days, he's dressed with ornamentations and you can't see anything else than his beautiful face, then his lotus feet, and then he has the sun and the moon on the top of his fingers. He's standing like this. The sun and the moon like this. But on extraordinary days, the deity, the back of the deity, or the side of the deities, are not covered. And then you can see in the black stone all the wonderful scenes of Vrindavan. You see the cowherd boys, you see cows, you see a whole wonderful scene there. This deity of Surya Narayan is very old, as I said, and it, when the Mughals or Muslims came to Braj, it was hid in this Suryakund. But later, I believe in the 17th century, the deity appeared to a Brahmana in Vashana and told him, I want to be dug out of the Suryakund. So this Brahmana came and took the deity out of the Suryakund and built a wonderful temple there, which is which you can visit today. The devotees in this temple are just very wonderful, and they will tell you many stories of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani comes every day there at 3:24 to perform her Surya Puja. And yes, she goes every day and takes her bath in Suryakund, and she, for bathing, she puts her crown down on a piece of stone and the crown will leave a certain imprint in the stone. Today you can visit the stone of Srimati Radharani and you can see the imprint, like a photocopy of her crown within the stone. It is possible. You can actually see this. Just opposite from the temple, there is a beautiful little ashram of Gopal Baba. Gopal Baba is a Manipuri Vaishnav who was once a prince, and he left the kingdom of Manipur when his parents wanted to marry him. He was not very enthusiastic to marry. He ran away, and he lived in this place and was a very wonderful sadhu. Once it is described that he was so overwhelmed that he just chanted from morning till evening and throughout the night for many, many days. And as a result of not sleeping and being there in the hotness and the coldness, he became almost blind. But he wanted to read so much the Shastras that he prayed to Radharani, please give me my eyes back. And that evening Radharani came to him and said, Gopal Baba, you take the Harinam Chadar and bind it around your eyes, and as a result you sleep with the Harinam Chadar around your eyes, and then certainly your eyes will come back to you. And this is what Gopal Baba did. He just kept the Harinam Chadar with the ideal eye treatment around his eyes, and as a result he could see again. In Suryakund you must also know where Jagannath Das Babaji and also Gokarsho Das Babaji, who performed the bhajan there, and up to this day you can actually see the beautiful bhajan kutir of Jagannath Das Babaji. He had two deities which looked golden, therefore they are called Sonar Goranga, the golden Goranga. And there were some thieves who thought, let us steal the golden deities of Jagannath Das Babaji. They went into the bhajan, they went to Jagannath Das Babaji and said, where are the golden deities? Jagannath Das Babaji said, go this way. He understood Lord Chaitanya had invited the thieves, so he must take care of the thieves. It was not his business. So they went into the temple room, picked up Lord Goranga and Nityananda, and started to run out. But I think Goranga was becoming afraid to become separated from Jagannath Das Babaji. He arranged that the thieves did not bend down, and they ran with full force, pang, against the thing, you know, which is there, the door, and they fainted and fell down unconscious. And as a result, when they woke up, they forgot all about the deities and ran away. And this is typical Vrindavan thieves. Hare Krishna. We've celebrated in Vashana Govardhan Puja, and on the Vashana evening, at the evening at 9 o'clock, we took a jeep and wanted to go back to Suryakund. But the driver was afraid of gangsters on the way. So we convinced him to nevertheless go, and we took a gunman with us. Vrindavan, they are real gangsters. So we drove, and just briefly before Suryakund, two men were stepping on the road with their lanterns. Now, this is the way the gundas or gangsters do it in Vrindavan. They step on the road, sack, and then the jeep stops, and then 20 other men come. And they open the door and take everything, including your rupees from you, or mainly your rupees. So Govinda Gopal was with us, and he said to the driver, "Drive very fast." But the driver was so afraid, so I said to the gunman, "Get your gun out." But the gunman had, of course, forgotten his gun. you know, Vrindavan. It's speciality in Vrindavan. So the jeep driver quickly drove back, tick, turned the jeep around, and we fled and stayed another night at Vashana. Now this is always in Vrindavan the case, that you actually have to be careful in the night. So I want to chant now with you the 108 names of Srimati Radharani. If we have them.
Pasanga Bangura Bruvan Savi Brahman Sasam Brahman Triganta Vanapata Nirantaram Vashikrita Pratitanandanane Kadakaris Yasiyama Kripa Kataka Pajanam Raditsu Vana Champaka Pradhipta Gaura Ikrahe Mukha Prabha Parashta Koti Charadendu Mandale Vichitra chitra sancharashtra kaura shavalochane kadakarishyasiyamam kripakataksa bhajanam Vichitra sancharashtra kaura shavalochane Yadakarishya Iyamani Madan Modati Yovane Pramodamana Mandite Priyanuragarandite Kalavilasa Pandite Madan Modati Yovane Samuramana Mandite Priyanuragarandite Kalavilasa Pandite Ananya Danya Kunya Raja Kamakeli Kovide Kadakarishya Siyamam Kripakataksa Bhajanam Anyamnanya Kunya Raja Kamakeli Kovide Kadakarishya Siyamam Kripakataksa Bhajanam Asheshahava Bhavadira Hirahara Bhushite Prabhuta Shatta Kumbha Kumbha Kumbhi Kumbha Shushtane Bhavadira Hirahara Bhushite Prabhuta Shatta Kumbha Kumbha Kumbhi Kumbha Pashashta Mandahasya Chuna Puna Sokya Sagare Kaya